Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Campbell County Senior Board on Wednesday unanimously voted to extend the completion date of the Wyoming Innovation Center construction through December. According to County 17, Amy Quick of Wyoming Business Council Strategic Communications said that extending the date will allow construction costs to be reimbursed with awarded funds for another 6 months past the grant deadline of June 2026. A man who last week threatened a family with an AR-15-style rifle during a traffic dispute has been charged. Kristen H. Best was arraigned on 4 counts of felony aggravated assault Monday in Campbell County Circuit Court with his bond set at $25,000 cash or commercial surety. A preliminary hearing has been set for September 6th to determine whether probable cause exists to file in Campbell County District Court. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. There will be a new type of teacher at Thunder Basin and Campbell County High Schools this year called interventionists. They will work with teachers in math and English to help identify students who are having issues in either subject. English and math are core subjects, and the interventionists will target learning in new ways within the school day, and students will be given more time in those areas. Twin Spruce and Sage Valley Junior Highs already have interventionists, and the program is proving successful. A man accused of stalking a woman has been arrested after violating his bond. A woman waved down officers at Energy Capital Sports Complex after she'd made a stalking report earlier in the day. She said the man had contacted her, which is a violation of his bond. He had called her 33 times and sent her over 100 texts. The man was stopped, found to be under the influence, and was arrested. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.